The New York City Police Department is asking a federal judge for permission to spy on political groups without first proving there's reason to suspect a crime. Many police departments have to follow such guidelines because in the past, federal and local law enforcement abused spying privileges. In the name of combating terrorism, some police departments are looking to get out from under such constraints. Marianne McCune reports from member station WNYC in New York.
The current head of the New York City Police Department's Intelligence Division is a former CIA spy master, a man so secretive he's refused even to give his age to reporters, much less an interview. It's his belief, according to affidavits now before a federal judge, that the NYPD can't adequately protect against terrorism under the constraints of a long-standing consent decree. The decree says police cannot videotape demonstrations, keep records about activists, or send an undercover to a political meeting unless they convince two department officials they have specific information that leads them to suspect criminal activity. Police Commissioner Ray Kelly says in this age of terrorism, the decree is outdated.
We think it prevents us from doing things that we want to do to make certain a city is safe as it can possibly be.
Kelly's Deputy Commissioner of Intelligence, David Cohen, argues in court papers that terrorists are, quote, taking advantage of restrictions on the investigation of First Amendment activity. They shield themselves from scrutiny in mosques and Islamic institutes, where they raise money, recruit members, and collect their own intelligence, all ostensibly legal undertakings. In short, the city is arguing that it shouldn't have to give evidence of wrongdoing before it snoops. The attorneys who originally negotiated the guidelines say free speech is at risk. Besides, Jethro Eisenstein argues the guidelines are easily flexible enough. He says the NYPD has failed to offer any example of an investigation it's wanted to do but couldn't.
They're coming in to ask that things be changed. They have to prove that there's a reason for that. And proof is not the same as saying, you just have to trust me, it's different now.
The NYPD's consent decree and many laws and guidelines like it across the country arose out of several decades during which federal and local law enforcement abused its powers. In the 1950s, for example, so-called Red Squads snooped on left-wing activists, then passed lists of communist sympathizers to the FBI and Congress. In Chicago, police spied on anyone on the wrong side of City Hall.
When the police investigate an organization for purely political purposes and not because they think a crime is suspected, they're doing a totally different job from ordinary policing.
New York University law professor Paul Chevigny is another of the attorneys arguing to preserve the NYPD's guidelines.
They are becoming a state security agency that is keeping records on the people.
But as the federal government solicits more and more help in detecting terrorists, Cliff Karchmer of the Police Executive Research Forum says police are rethinking their roles.
They want to gather intelligence. They want to sift it. They want to collate it. They want to analyze it.
But they're confused about how, he says. Many got out of the intelligence collecting business altogether because the various laws and guidelines and advocacy groups seem to be telling them,
You can't, you shouldn't, this is wrong, you can't. They're not sure what it is that's legitimate. And I think that one movement you're seeing now among police departments is they're coming together, trying to get some definition, perhaps from the Justice Department or perhaps from police associations, about sort of, could you give us a guideline, a model policy?
Last year in Chicago, a federal court allowed police out from under most restrictions of a consent decree similar to New York's, and Seattle is among cities weighing their options. Some are not trying to get more leeway. San Francisco Inspector Jeff Lindberg of the city's Special Investigations Division says police there are comfortable having to show evidence of a crime before monitoring political and religious groups.
It probably causes us to be a little more reactionary as opposed to proactive, but we can certainly still do the job.
But the NYPD's David Cohen wants to be as proactive as possible. And he writes, to cling to the criminal activity standard is to be blind to how terrorism has worked. The federal judge deciding whether or not to grant the NYPD new freedoms will hear oral arguments in the coming weeks. For NPR News, I'm Marianne McCune in New York.